This week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at the CCGPP issues updated low back treatment guidelines, and finally, a story about sleep and low back pain. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat Podcast number 542, recorded March 4th, 2016. Health Beat is Chiropractic Online, today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/T-Eglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. In January 2016, the Council on Chiropractic Guidelines and Practice Parameters, the CCGPP, issued updated low back treatment guidelines. This project updated and combined three previous guidelines. A systematic review of articles published between October 2009 through February 2014 was conducted to update the literature published since the previous CCG guideline was developed. Articles with new relevant information were summarized and provided to the Delphi panel as background information along with previous CCGPP guidelines. Delphi panelists, who served on previous consensus projects and represented a broad sampling of jurisdictions and practice experience related to low back pain management, were invited to participate. 37 panelists participated. 33 were doctors of chiropractic. In addition, public comment was sought by posting the consensus statements on the CCGPP website. The RAND-UCLA methodology was used to reach formal consensus. Consensus was reached after one round of revisions, with an additional round conducted to reach consensus on the changes that resulted from the public comment period. Most recommendations made in the original guidelines were unchanged after going through the consensus process. The evidence presented supports that doctors of chiropractic are well suited to treat, diagnose, treat, co-manage, and manage the treatment of patients with low back pain disorders. Surf to our show notes for the full document. A recent study published in the European Spine Journal looked at the connection between sleep and low back pain. The estimated prevalence of poor sleep in patients with nonspecific chronic low back pain is estimated to 64% in the adult population. The annual cost for musculoskeletal pain and reported poor sleep is estimated to be billions of dollars annually in the United States. The aim of this cohort study with one-year follow-up was to explore the role of impaired sleep with daytime consequence on the prognosis of nonspecific neck and or low back pain. The study concluded that patients with nonspecific neck and or low back pain and self-reported good sleep are more likely to experience a minimal clinically important difference in pain and disability compared to patients with impaired sleep with daytime consequence. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote. You were born to win, but to be a winner, you must plan to win, prepare to win, and expect to win. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Igloe.